I love you, my children, with an everlasting love. I've desired fellowship with you more than your words can say or express. It has always been the Father's will to bring you into the fullness of everything that I made you and created inside of you through the new birth. My petition to you, those that are watching and listening in the days ahead, is to continue to revisit specific instructions that I have given to this church and to others worldwide. Go back and hear again the blueprint prophecies. Go back and hear again and again subsequent prophecies. For even as I spoke in days of old and said to Joshua, as he was about to go into the land that he was to meditate day and night on the very things that I had given in the law, and if he would do that, then I would make his way prosperous, and then he would have good success. I say unto you that I have given unto you specific directions. Through many of these prophecies, I have said to you, come away with me to a place of intimacy. And I have promised that there would be a grace, that for every hour that you would apply yourself, I would cause you to come to a place where your heart yielded all the more, that I would bring forth a desire. I've promised that I would bring forth a desire, that the greatest desire of your life would be to spend the hours necessary. And I say unto you again, to those in this house and those listening, renew your meditation on my directives, the things that have come forth from this place and others, specifically for the birthing of this revival. It will not be birth without prayer. What is it, someone may ask, that brings forth this outpouring? It is prayer and prayer alone. It is seeking my face in a continuous fashion. I'm not asking for more, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I'm asking for everything. I'm not asking you to give me more of your life. I'm asking you to give me all of your life. I say it to you again, do at least what you know that I've asked you to do. Do everything in your power not to fall below that mark. And then trust me to increase as you go forward. Because to the intercessors and to those who do not even count themselves as intercessors, Joel's army must be empowered by this grace. Doctrine is the safeguard. It's the fence. It's the corral around the sheep that none are lost. But make no mistake, even with the soundest of doctrine that you have, if you do not birth this in the Spirit, it will not be birthed. If you do not vigilantly pray and seek my face, revelation will not be enough. Doctrine will not be enough. Intimacy in my presence and face to face is what I'm asking for, along with the soundness of truth that is already at work, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is not grievous to those who love me. For those who love me, there is a cry in your heart saying, Lord, help me to find more of a place to spend the hours that this thing may be birthed in this house and in many other places, says the Spirit of the Lord. I am pleased with you. I desire you. I love you. But I am instructing you specifically to go back and listen again and again to those things, and specifically to the blueprint for this house and for all others who will hear these things. Oftentimes, my children want more spoken to them, instructed to them, even more revelation knowledge. But I say unto you, why should I give them more when they are not yet even fulfilling that which they know and that which I've given to them? So come away with me. Come to that secret place, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Men and women, find the hours. You have no enemies. There is no one on this earth your enemy against this. You have one enemy. It is the distraction of whatever it is that renders an excuse. So seek me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that all things come under submission. And again, I am pleased. In my pleasure, go forward. In my pleasure, seek me more. This is the hour of the intercessor. This is the heyday of the intercessor. This is the fuel that burns for revival. Your tears of intimacy equivocate to millions of souls being birthed. It is not your knowledge. It is not your blatant knowledge, but your intimacy intermingled with truth that will bring this forth, says the Spirit of the Lord.